Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April the 10th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq. Dorsey Wright. We saw historic rallies out of U.S. equity indexes yesterday, with Nasdaq Composite, Nasdaq 100 up over 12%, S&P 500 up over 9.5%. Saw most things in positive territory with gold and crude rallying here. But we ultimately ended up seeing the dollar just finish slightly in negative territory. We still saw some negative chart action, though, even with some things closing up. They ultimately moved lower first. But one of the things we did see move lower with yesterday's action was the US dollar reversing down into O's at 102 on an itch chart. At this point, still looking at a lot of that support in that 100 to 101.50 level that we've seen here recently sort of develop in years past. So that's what we'll continue to monitor there in the near term. As for crude oil, we see it continue to fall initially yesterday morning, moving down to 56. If it opens up here in the lower 60s, may see it reverse up from this oversold territory. But we'll have to keep an eye on how that's transpiring. We actually see most things down this morning, even crude oil. The exception to that is gold, which is up this morning still. And it was up yesterday after reversing up into a column of X's to 3090s. This come that 3090. This comes after just an initial sell signal there at 3000 as it pulled back to prior resistance there in the 2900 range for gold. Looking at AGG, we ultimately did see it move into a negative trend with yesterday's action before rallying and finishing the day slightly in the positive. Testing support now here at 9675 in the near term. And then moving on to international equities, we did see EEM also reverse up into X's, EFA reversing up into X's here at 78. In this both cases, we're seeing them come off of low near-term lows here. In the case of EFA, it comes after a trend reversal there that we mentioned earlier this week. And looking at U.S. equity indexes, we're looking at the Nasdaq 100 since it led the way to the upside. It rallied up above that $19,000 level to 19,200. So we've seen a drop, pretty noticeable rally back here in a column of X's. And we actually, unfortunately, see stocks down again this morning. So maybe we'll see some sort of exhale today after such a historic move. Wouldn't be all too surprising to see that in many ways. But one of the things we'll continue to monitor as well is all of these momentums. Well, we're getting a lot of this price action that's pretty notable in terms of rallying off of lows. By no means worth ignoring, but we're not seeing some of this momentum or other things sort of flip back positive as well. So at the moment, still just giving context that these are simply that rally off of lows at the moment. It's not really developed much into anything more than that for the time being. And we get that from the indicators as well, as we see quite a few of the indicator action centering around 50-day or 150-day or 200-day moving average, or even some of these shorter-term weekly momentum or weekly distributions reversing back into X's here for the S&P 500. We did see the bullish percent for the Nasdaq 100 reverse into X's as well as the S&P 400. But just giving a quick look to see sort of what some of that chart action may look like. In many cases, we're just seeing a reversal up into X's off of these low levels. As we mentioned earlier this week, when looking at these indicators, you could see them sort of consolidate here for a while or rise up or potentially come down and revisit lows or get near lows. What we're looking is for the next move to be a higher bottom. And then ultimately, a reversal back into X's shows us that we may be seeing at least an initial increase in participation off of low levels. But again, worth bearing in mind, we didn't see the bullish percent reverse back into X's, at least for the NYSE. The only one we did see reverse back into X's was that for the Nasdaq 100, as well as the S&P Mid-Cap 400. Smaller universe bullish percents, but at least worth bearing in mind that we've seen them reverse off these low levels. But similarly to what we're watching with those 10 weeks and some of those shorter term indicators, we may see reversals off these low levels. But what we're looking for next is if we revisit or return to a column of those, do we revisit these prior lows or do we make a higher bottom? That's what we'll keep an eye out for in some of that chart action. Higher bottoms, at least historically, are where we see that we're beginning to see that participation begin to come back. So we'll continue to monitor that in the near term to see if that transpires. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular chart or position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.